So in post-production, I actually decided to give this show away for free. So this is usually a Patreon exclusive of Brian H. Waters Thoughts, where I talk about something that comes on my mind, random times, random postings, but there it's only a dollar to subscribe to our Patreon account. So I hope you enjoy this one. Wow. Okay, let's talk about it right now. Welcome to this episode of Brian H. Waters Thoughts. It is Friday, 5:11 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm off of work. And the news that's been trending is the fact that there's been a proposal for The Rock to win the Royal Rumble and go on to WrestleMania to challenge Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. And I agree with it. Ladies and gentlemen, those Patreon subscribers, here's the thing. The Rock and Roman Reigns is a matchup of a lifetime. It's a dream match. You know, we got Rock and Hogan, we got Rock and Cena, we got Rock and Austin, all these matches at WrestleMania. And for what it's worth, we had Rock and Ric Flair in the ring at the same time. Rock and Roman, you have the family lineage, you have so much. You don't want to pass up on that. Now, shout out to bro Kaz, who says, you know, everything going on with Sami Zayn, he would go that route. I understand that. For his thoughts, check out The Masked Man Show, the Monday episode produced by yours truly. The thing about why The Rock winning the Royal Rumble makes sense. You look at the landscape of the WWE. Do you really think it's time to take the titles off of Roman, considering the money he draws, the star power he has, the crossover appeal he has? He is being booked like a true top guy, an unmovable mountain. With that being said, there's only a couple people that you can really see beating him if you was to go that route. But whoever beats him has to be ready to take on the load. Now, I know there's talks about Cody Rhodes, right? That was kind of penciled in when Cody came back. Everybody said, oh, yeah, he's going to come in, face Seth, and next year it's going to be Cody taking out Roman, or Cody's going to walk away with one of those championships. I get that. You can kind of put that on hold. Now, understand what I'm saying is, considering there is only one champion, one universal champion, the reason why The Rock winning the Royal Rumble makes sense, because you will have another situation like the Money in the Bank briefcase. You're going to have a guy who wins it. Let's just say it's Cody Rhodes, but you don't want to take the title off Roman. Do you want Cody to win the Royal Rumble and then go on to WrestleMania only to fall short to Roman? Now, you could do long-term booking. You know, Shawn Michaels won the Royal Rumble, but he fell short to Diesel. The next year, he did beat Bret Hart. You could do long-term booking, but in this situation, I'm not. I would go ahead. I don't want to call it a waste of a Royal Rumble, but for lack of better words, I mean, Edge won it a few years ago, and he didn't win the championship. But you could have The Rock win the Royal Rumble. Boom, we get the matchup right there. You still tell the same story, but I would not have a guy like a Austin Theory, a Bobby Lashley, a Seth Rollins win the Royal Rumble only to fall short to Roman. That's why Rock winning the Rumble would make sense. You thinking, how can we maximize SoFi Stadium? That beautiful stadium in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. How can you maximize ticket sales? Now, people are already buying tickets right now. But how can you maximize ticket sales? Also, how can you maximize commercials? You think about selling ads for Peacock. That's The Rock and Roman. Advertisers are going to be signing up because they know people are going to have their eyeballs on WrestleMania. And for those who do not have the premium version of Peacock, they're going to take advantage of all those ads. People are going to be running to sell ad dollars for SmackDown and for Raw. I mean, I should say they're going to be running to purchase ads because knowing you're going to get The Rock. Now, I understand The Rock won't be there long term. I get that. But it's WrestleMania 39, right? So let's go back into the WrestleMania histories. WrestleMania 9, people consider that the worst. It's one of my favorites. Nonetheless, yeah, Yokozuna won the belt, but then Hogan came back, right? Was it a throwaway WrestleMania? No, but WrestleMania 10 kicked off the new generation. Let's be real. WrestleMania 19, it could have kicked off a newer generation because you closed it off with Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle, and Brock was being anointed as the guy. But in hindsight, being 2020, guess what it did? Brock was out on his way out the door soon. So WrestleMania 20 was the WrestleMania that was the anniversary edition, and it was the one that people remember. Unfortunately, some acts that happened later, but we went into the you-know-who era. I'm going to say his name, Chris Benoit era. So couldn't necessarily, you know, WrestleMania 21 actually kind of replaced that because that's when we got John Cena. But then WrestleMania 29, right? It was John Cena and The Rock. Similar situation. Rock was the champion, but he was coming to put over John Cena. Now, we was already in the John Cena era, but it was just to anoint John Cena. Like, okay, I am officially giving you this torch. You are the guy. I'm officially making you beat the guy who was the previous guy in the generation. The same way Rock beat Hogan is the same way Cena beat The Rock. So here, yeah, Roman and beat Cena, but it's kind of like a bonus because, like, wait a minute, we can get a Rock and Roman match? Something we probably never thought we would get. You got to do it. You pull the trigger. So I'm willing to accept the Royal Rumble win. The Royal Rumble in leading into WrestleMania 29, John Cena won. It's going to be the same thing. So this actually has me excited. I'm all for it. I'm all in on it. So y'all let me know. Tell the people to subscribe to the Patreon so they can get these exclusive thoughts, these exclusive content. But to everybody listening, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything. Thank you. Make sure if you don't, make sure you use the SeatGeek code, $20 off your purchase. I'll be at Raw in DC. So if you're down there, come say hi.